T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Domesticated so much, they're not real animals anymore.
Hello.
Explain to them what you're explaining to me, because I'm doing a poor job of how you feel about cows.
I feel like a cow is not like a real animal. I feel like a Hey.
No, I guess I was getting it right. Yeah.
I don't need the laughter. Maybe we hush and learn. A cow is not a real animal. A cow is a crop. A cow has been basically genetically modified so many times to basically be a food-producing thing that, like, if you let a cow out in the wilderness, it can't protect itself against predators.
That's actually not true. That's why they're herd animals, and that's why they are herd animals, because there's safety in numbers. That's all herd animals do it that way. Same way deer are out there. They can't protect themselves either.
I've seen deers with knives. So.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All I'm saying is cows aren't real animals, so
yes,
don't feel bad about smoking. They're a crop. They're a living crop. Cow is just one step above wheat.
This is what you tell yourself so you don't feel bad.
You can't make me feel bad.
I didn't tell you to feel bad.
Well, you can't.
Okay. You see? Yes. This is the conversation I had. He was not kidding about that.
They're not real. They come from magical land.
Yeah. But I get it, man. I was just driving by those big cow lots like, that's not fun, is it? Mm-mm. That's a little too much, isn't it?
That's the worst.
Yeah. Well, it is. Again, didn't stop me from eating a cheeseburger.
No. Yeah, a whole bag of beef jerky.
By the way, you know I'm going to get an email at some point here very quickly or a text from Amish Adam.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's a big cow killer.
Hello. You might wonder why I'm calling. I'm calling because when I was a child, my mother used to tell me that when a person dies, he's reborn as an animal to repent for his sins. I know people are going to keep eating meat. That's not what I want. What I want is for somebody to develop a tasteless anesthetic. Everyone says you can't do it. It'll make the meat taste bad. But the way I feel is if you can go to the moon, you can develop a tasteless anesthetic. The reason I'm singing this song is not because I want you to stop eating meat. It's because I want you to use a tasteless anesthetic. I know you like meat and you like it a lot, but you hurt a chicken when you cook it in a pot. Don't be cruel to an animal. They use no anesthetic. Maybe it's pathetic what they do. I know that you like to eat ham and eggs, but you might be eating a teen with Marilyn Monroe's legs. Don't be cruel to an animal. They use no anesthetic. Maybe it's pathetic what they do. I know that you like to eat roast beef, but it might have been a robber or a thief. Don't be cruel to an animal. They use no anesthetic. Maybe it's pathetic what they do.
I miss Crazy Faye. What, she for sure is gone, isn't she?
Yeah, I have not gotten an answer for that number in a couple of years.
Yeah, she was in an old folks home when she was calling those people. She would literally torture these poor bastards that were stuck in a room and they had a stroke and he couldn't move. Oh. And I just remember talking to her and they finally come to her and said, look, we need you to go to other rooms when you write music or when you make these phone calls. Yeah. You can't do it because his family's complaining because this poor dude was completely alive, but he couldn't move. So he's in there like,
She would call everybody down to the main room and put on little talent shows. Oh. That's how we found out about that. And then we're like, well, who's in your room with you? And
well,
she's
you remember.
Like, George or whoever, and he couldn't move.
He started out with, and that was a call to Kansas City, by the way. That's how we met Crazy Faye. She lives somewhere on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And she would call across the United States. She didn't have any family members, but she had access to a phone.
Okay.
And she had a lot of views and a lot of songs. You remember, this was a favorite.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mommy decided to get an abortion in that old hospital back home.
Yeah. There was, of course, she covered the gamut.
Herpes. I know a guy with herpes, but no one's getting herpes. He joined a herpes club.
She had a view and a song for absolutely everything.
You like the taste of it, the smell of it, but you don't like the hell of it. It burns when it's going down, and it makes the world spin around. You like the taste of it, the smell of it, but you don't like the hell of it.
Yeah, drinking was that subject, as you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, of course, there were cigarettes.
He smoked 100 cigarettes, and he felt unwell, and his wife didn't like them either. She didn't like the smell.
And my favorite maybe was she, if you didn't want to have a baby, there was a way to not have a baby.
Right.
Without the abortion.
Roller coaster, roller coaster. What you need is roller coasters, roller coasters, roller coasters, and you won't get pregnant.
Oh, God.
I loved Crazy Faye. God damn, she was great, man.
Bert Kreischer is on the hotline right now, The Machine. He's in town in September.
Born November 3rd in Tampa, Florida, he is a stand-up comedian who has starred in his own Comedy Central special, Comfortably Dumb, the Showtime special, The Machine, and his latest Netflix special, Secret Time, as well as starring in such shows as Hurt Burt and Burt the Conqueror, and hosting his own Burtcast podcast. And next month, he's bringing his Body Shots World Tour to the Midland Theater for two big shows on September 26th and 27th. Please welcome friend of the show, Burt Kreischer.
Oh, Mr. Kreischer. How are you, Burt?
I'm doing fantastic.
How about Crazy Faye? She not glorious?
That was pretty beautiful. You see, you got to find gems like that in life and really shine them.
Yes.
Because there are people doing stuff. There's a guy I follow called Superhuman. Do you guys watch this guy?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. He's just as good. He is a wannabe professional wrestler, and he shoots videos of him jumping onto objects in his backyard that his mom shoots on camera, and it's just him. And he says the same thing. This is for jugglers and jugglets. Don't try this at all. Whoop, whoop. Hope you like this. And then curses. F. And does it. And he jumped onto a microwave on his rib cage one time. And I was crying laughing. I couldn't stop. I watch this kid. He puts out a new video every week. He gets hurt. But, like, people like that, you just gotta let them be. There should be money that goes to them so that they don't have to worry about bills and they can just do what they want to do and create art.
Sure, why not? Why wouldn't you let that happen? That's great. You're 100% right. What do I watch? This old model lady named Batty Winkle on Instagram. Have you seen her?
No. What's her name? I'm Googling her right now.
Batty Winkle. B-A-D-D-I-E. Winkle. And she is probably almost 90 years old and constantly is dressing up in ridiculous clothing. Like, it's the greatest thing. Apparently, she's doing it on her own. Like, there's nobody who's just making Gam Gam dress up. Like, this is her thing. And,
I love this woman. I love this woman.
Yeah, she's
good. She dresses like that girl JoJo Souza or whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I can get into spirals when you find someone on Instagram that you're like, oh, this one's going to be good.
Yeah, I've been following that Ching-On a lot. And there's another one that just puts up videos every day. Yeah, and we've become such ADHD world, this ADD world, this short attention span theater. Everything I want to laugh at is about a minute and a half long, unless it's a good story, like what you're telling, which that's the only time I think I enjoy long-form entertainment now.
Dude, did you see the video I posted last night on Instagram?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's my masterpiece. It's the best one I've done yet. It is the best one I've done yet. But you're right. I'm coming up with content that would never be sellable to a network. It would never be sellable anywhere. It's literally a 30-second joke that you shoot and put online, and I just use them to sell tickets for my tour.
Smart.
But yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the way bands can do it now. At first, I was really against it. You know, the idea that you didn't put together a whole album so you could listen to it from the first song to the 10th. And then I realized, why? I got to get past that thinking. Because sometimes you just get a great song that's working in the moment. Why not release it right then? Why not let a joke route right then? And it's important to do an entire special. But if you get a great idea for something that's a minute and a half long, Bert, I think you should always release it.
Oh, you know, I thought this format of stand-up should change at one point. I was like, what if we just released, like, 4 minutes every Tuesday?
Right.
Like, and I just did my hour that way where it's like, whatever story I have, whatever chunk I have, I release that in chunks throughout the year. And now specials have changed. I have my joke right now, probably one of the best jokes I've ever written, because of the way specials are on Netflix. I'll be telling that within the first 5 minutes I stand on stage. What would have been my closer on Netflix now goes within the first 5 minutes of your show.
Right.
Because if you don't bring thunder within 5 minutes, people just change the channel.
Yeah. No, everybody's expecting it now because you're 1,000% right. There's so much available that we're not compelled to stay with something.
My attention span is so short that I will sit in front of a video on the internet, and I will be fascinated by it. And then I'll look at it, and it'll say that it's 7 minutes, and I'll be like, God, can't they condense it into 30 seconds?
I just realized, sadly, I do that with pornography.
Oh.
I do. I'm like, I don't like her hair. Click, next one.
Have you watched hotel porn recently where you're like, yo, whose dad gave the money to shoot a film?
That is the truest thing about this whole ADHD short attention span theater. I'm so used to jerking off the clips, I can't watch a long porn.
I can't find anything that turns me on anymore.
No.
I think I've broken my governor.
Yeah.
Where you're like, someone knocked the wind out of somebody. I need something to be real.
That's so painfully true.
Do you know Backroom Casting Couch?
Sure, yeah.
I saw one of the outtakes where the girl said no. She didn't even get naked, and that turned me on more than anything.
There's a terrible one on this EFUKT website.
Yeah.
And it's this guy that talks. He trolls porn wannabe stars. So he's a camera guy, and it's the meanest thing you've ever heard. But I'm truly like, it bothers me that I laugh at it as hard as I do. Let me just give you like 15 seconds of it here. Hold on, let me pipe it through here.
All right, before we even get there, because you're obviously f***ed up, I have to ask because I never know. What f***ing eye am I supposed to look at? Look straight into this lens. Point to the eye that I'm what eye do I look at? That one? Are you a crackhead? Don't you lie to me. Well, you're this f***ing ogre. Little chubby little midget. You look like Garth from Wayne's World. Looks like someone kicked in a potato or something. Look at that. Did your pimp cut off your nipples? You know the nipples are supposed to point towards me.
That's how terrible that is, Bert. Like, it goes on and on.
That's a guy who grew up listening to the Jerky Boys.
Yeah, totally. Totally did.
Yeah. That's like my buddy Eddie. My buddy Eddie moved out to L.A., and there was something about the disconnect of wanting to be famous that made him sick to his stomach, and he would literally go up to beautiful girls, and Eddie was a good-looking guy, beautiful girls, and with a piece of paper, and go, hey, can I get your autograph? And they go, yeah, and they'd sign it for him, and then he'd take it back, look at it, and go, who are you? And they'd go, nobody, and he's like, then why would you sign this? And just throw it at their feet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what a broken individual.
Truly.
But sometimes could be very comical.
You've got this ability to see the world as it really is, Bert. And that's the thing I love so much about your comedy, that there's a truth and a thread that goes through everything. And I got to tell you again, man, congratulations to Jake, two dates in Kansas City, which I was trying to think of the last comedian I saw that did two dates at a place like the Midland. And I can't remember the last time.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a feeling. I mean, I think a lot of whatever small amount of success I have, I think it's because of relationships I have with guys like you that I've known for years that have been coming into your show, and I feel like you become like a hometown act as opposed to a guy traveling in.
Yeah.
You know, people have seen on TV, they're like, oh, I know him, he's always on Johnny Dare. Like, I think that's, I mean, I, and I You know, I love coming in to do radio with you guys. It's a blast.
Well, brother, I hope you can make it on that Friday morning. I figure if you want to come in that Thursday, you're absolutely welcome to. But you're here Thursday, September 26th, and then 27th that Friday. Friday is sold out. Thursday is almost sold out, you guys. If you want to see the Great Bird Crasher, it's the only way you're going to get to see him. And it's I'm so excited about this show. I'm excited for you, man, because you do feel like a hometown act.
But I think part of me, I think it's because I came up in the club system, and I did the club so much that, and you know, part of clubs is the humility of being like, hey, you got radio at 7, and then being like, hey, can they take me at 6:30? Because I'd love to party. And then you guys being like, yeah, come on in early.
Yeah,
I'll definitely come in Friday. I would love that. I'll have the tour bus with me.
Great.
I can't wait.
Excellent. Listen, I know you got a bunch of interviews going this morning, but Bert, brother, I love you. I can't wait to see you at the Midland. It's just around the corner. This thing's going to sell out in the next couple of days. But I'll see you in probably, it looks like about a month.
Yeah, I'll see you in a month. I love you too, brother. Thank you so much.
See you, Bert.
Hey, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.